They have data for, 170-plus countries. They have 1,000-plus global telematics and ELD provider. This is the power. I mean, this is where the data came. This data did not exist before. So now, overall, you have a lot more visibility in supply chain. The supply chain platforms are far more powerful in general. This is what is driving all of this. Then you have 80-plus CMS, ERP integrations or partnerships, which is insane.
Growing a business requires a holistic approach that extends beyond sales and marketing. This approach needs alignment among people, processes, and technologies. So if you're a business owner, operations, or finance leader looking to learn growth strategies from your peers and competitors, you're tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to the WBS Podcast, where scalable growth using business systems is our number one priority. Now, here is your host, Sam Gupta.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the WBS Podcast. I'm Sam Gupta, your host and principal consultant at the independent ERP and digital transformation consulting firm Elevate IQ. Among a million supply chain visibility platforms out there, how do you decide who does what? One critical difference is whether the data provider is tracking the entire supply chain or just the carrier data. The one that tracks carrier data is really the transportation visibility platform, tracking just the transportation supply chain. So where does Project 44 stand among supply chain solutions? In today's episode, we invited a panel of industry experts for a live discussion on LinkedIn to conduct an independent review of Project 44 capabilities. We covered many grounds, including their unique strengths with transportation visibility. Finally, we covered the sources and the strength of their data sets, including their partnerships with ELD providers, as well as ERP and TMS systems. With that, let's get to the conversation. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's show. And if you're joining for the first time, this is part of our industry series for which we meet every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And we always review one of the solutions. And I think we have reviewed like, a million solutions. There are very few that we have left now. And I guess Andy can find
1,000,003 now.
Three, right? Yeah. And I think you could find one that we have not reviewed so far. So kudos to you, Andy. You still have a lot to go, I guess.
I emailed you one yesterday, I know. I guess, didn't you? You need four.
Yeah, Unit 4 we have not reviewed. That's a big one.
There's only a million of them out there.
Yeah. All right, Andy, so let's start with the intro first, I guess. Sam Gupta, principal at Elevate IQ. Elevate IQ is the independent ERP and digital transformation consulting firm. Andy, do you want to introduce yourself next?
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much for inviting me, Sam. My name is Andy Pratico. I've been involved in ERP software for manufacturers for all my life. Back when I used to have beautiful long hair when I first started getting into business.
That's what you always say.
That's right. And I have a photograph right here, but I'm not going to show it to you. Oh, maybe I will. Here, I'll give you
You have to show a photograph.
I'll give you a laugh. This is a picture of me in my grade 12 graduation. How's that?
You have a lot of hair, lot of hair.
Was I gorgeous?
Yeah, you were. You were.
Yeah, you had a little mustache.
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah, you still do, I guess. Do you?
It's only a one, really, really short. But anyways, I've been involved in ERP software for a long time. I have a published book on how to evaluate ERP software. Basically, it's actually called How to Select Your ERP Without Losing Your Mind or Your Job. So hopefully there's a nugget or two in there for people. But thank you so much for having me on.
And I don't know how to do that without losing your mind. So maybe you can teach me.
I'm not sure if it's possible either.
All right. So I think Dave is going to be a little bit late. So I think he's going to join later. We'll let him introduce once he joins back. Sure. And if you're in the audience and joining for the first time, you guys may want to post your questions and comments. We typically try to cover them during the show. If you run out of time, we'll make sure that you receive your answers. On that note, Andy, I'm going to start with the quick briefing. I know we have reviewed a lot of supply chain solutions. So now I don't know if you are able to connect the dots overall. But one of the things that we have discussed last time, and that is going to be really critical in understanding where everybody sort of fits in the value chain. And value chain is the term that we should be using a lot overall in these sessions. And there are, even though you have value chain, but even value chain
there are a lot of different value chains, I guess, right? So
every company has a value chain.
Exactly. But I mean, here we are talking at the industry level. We are not necessarily talking just at the company level. So that's one distinction. But even at the industry level, you could have different value chain. Okay, so here, I guess, you know, one of the concepts that we had discussed, Andy, I don't know if you remember, last time we discussed E2 Open. And E2 Open coined this term that you have the network, you have the planning, and then you also have the execution. And that is probably the right frame to look at the supply chain solutions, including, I would say, I mean, ERP, you should be looking at from these lenses. That puts the right perspective overall from the architectural boundaries in terms of who is playing what role in the architecture. But right now, we are looking at more from the supply chain lenses, supply chain suite. So all of these solutions are either going to be part of the suite, you know, they it might be provided by different vendors, but you know, they are going to play some role in that supply chain suite. Obviously, this is not ERP suite. ERP suite is very execution focused suite. Supply chain is sort of in between. You have the network, you have planning, as well as you have the execution. All three are going to be equally relevant there. So now, Project 44 is a very, very, very hot child as well, just like E2 Open. So, Andy, these guys are really in that visibility space. Visibility is the term, and I don't know whether we used that last time or not, but visibility is going to be used in the context of, let's say, if you are talking about control tower, supply chain control tower is a huge, huge and hot topic overall in finding, okay, what is happening with your supply chain? Now, supply chain could have many different layers. You are going to have just your trading partners you are collaborating with. So these are going to be your, if you are a manufacturer, then you are going to have suppliers. You are collaborating. So that is one supply chain, right? But then you also have the transportation supply chain. You have the last mile supply chain, which is very, very, very different. So these guys really sit in that bucket called transportation supply chain. In fact, companies like E2 Open are using their data, okay? Meaning product really? For data, because even though they are going to have a lot, nobody has everything. Nobody has everything, okay? So this is going to be more from the transportation perspective. In fact, I mean, Infor Nexus is going to utilize this data as well. Their data is going to be more from the trading partners perspective. Even among trading partners, I think there could be many different layers. Okay, the way, for example, let's say if you go to SAP, if you look at SAP Business Network, they are going to talk about, hey, we got business network, no problem, you know, we have everything. But nobody has everything, especially when it comes to network. Network is a very, very, very hot topic. There are going to be political boundaries in terms of who has access to what. So these guys are going to be one of the strongest network in transportation visibility. Transportation, this is going to be, okay, so you have the transportation companies that are going to have their own carriers, they are going to be dealing with 3PLs. So they have that complete visibility from the transportation perspective. These guys are not going to have the other layers of supply chain, which is going to be your procurement network or trade network. That's where E2 Open is going to be really strong. So again, we are talking about transportation visibility. That's where these guys are really strong. And that is probably the reason why these guys are going to be partnering with pretty much everybody in the market. So there are three players or four players that are in this bucket, which are the hottest. So Project 44 is one of the hottest. The second is going to be Four Kites. Then you have Shipio. You know, I did LinkedIn post today, I guess, you know, related to Shipio. So these are some of the vendors that are in that transportation visibility. And the reason why the transportation visibility space is hot, because we didn't have this data available, Andy, 5 years ago. Even though you have been selling in this space for 40 years, you know, 5 years ago, this was not possible.
Oh, you're making me sound old now, Sam.
No, I'm not.
oh, because I am old. Okay.
Things are moving really fast, Andy, right now. Okay, so mature. Right now, 2 years is like 40 years in last.
yeah, if I was a dog, that would be the correct thing. You're right.
Now I am making you sound old, to be completely honest, okay? Because I'm saying 2 years is 40 years, meaning 40 years, meaning 600 years probably, okay?
Well, there you go. Well, you know, Sam, you realize that my grandchildren are older than your kids, so there you go.
You are really overlanding. That's all I can say. What do you want me to say?
It's okay. I'm just being myself, my friend.
Yeah, I have seen either pictures or, you know, I think they always walk in the background, I guess. So I have seen them. Yeah, so yeah, I don't want to say that you are old, Andy, but yeah, you have been there for a while, I guess.
I'm mature.
You are definitely mature. Okay. Okay.
Or experienced.
You are experienced, seasoned, sophisticated. You know, yeah. Okay, so let's go back to this guy. So Project 44, and that's why they are really strong. So the reason, Andy, why I was talking about in last 2 years, 3 years, things especially changed because of COVID. You know, before that, you didn't have things such as ELD regulations. Okay, before that, you were not allowed to get data from trucks and drivers. Now you can literally have a device in the truck, and that's where all of this data is coming from. That's why this space has become so hot. So whoever is going to have the most number of integrations, they are going to be the ruler of their territory, I guess, or, you know, everybody's territory, depending upon how you are defining the territory. Okay, so I guess, you know, that provides some context overall in terms of who these guys are. Do you want to touch on any more layers by any chance, Andy, before we move to slide?
No, please move along. That sounds wonderful.
Okay. And I think Dave is going to join, so you might need to keep an eye. I'm going to do full screen. So just let me know if you see him there.
Sure.
Okay. So here, some commentary. So they are saying real-time supply chain visibility company. And honestly speaking, it gets really confusing for the customers. If they are looking at, everybody's talking about supply chain visibility. Like, I know at least 50 companies that all are talking about supply chain visibility, but each of them are going to have visibility into a specific node, a specific geography, a specific value chain. So in terms of the context, I guess we are talking about the transportation value chain here. Transportation value chain is very different from your trade value chain. And this is the screenshot coming from their acquisition of Convi. I guess that is the last mile tech platform. So traditionally, Andy, let's say if you look at 2-3 years back, you didn't really have any visibility, okay? Once you ship the good from your dock, you just didn't know what was happening to that. You are going to get data from your UPS, FedEx, they might send a file, then you are correlating, you are building data warehouse, and that's how you had the visibility. But now today, there are platforms called Delivery Experience Management Platform. It's called DEMND. So I'll give you one more acronym if you didn't have enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now,
yeah, go ahead.
This is a new category, okay, of the supply chain visibility in the last mile space. Okay, and that is really hot overall. So Convi was that, okay? So they had that last mile visibility, and last mile typically is going to have those concepts such as, you know, fleet management, scheduling, proof of delivery that we generally see. Let's say if you are reviewing systems such as Epicor, Aptine, they had this built as part of the solution itself. So they were doing a little bit, but no businesses really had any sort of visibility in that last mile. Last mile was always extremely problematic. So these guys did a wonderful job, not only integrating all of the last mile channels, but now you have visibility as you are shipping that parcel to find out where that might be, when you might get that. If you have any sort of exceptions, then you are going to get alert because of that as well. So that is this acquisition. And always with data, you are going to have many different layers. So here, they got the last mile capability. So now they cover all legs of transportation, starting from your shipper to your last mile. And that's where the real power is. So they are saying, you know, they have data on shipments in transit across all modes and geographies. ETAs for deliveries is a big deal. We saw that even E2Open can predict the ETAs for deliveries. But for the most part, you are going to require the complete transportation data to be able to do that. So these guys are able to do that from the transportation perspective, but they don't necessarily have the same deep planning capabilities that your E2Open is going to have. So this one acquisition is really related to that last mile direct-to-consumer brands. The larger brands are probably going to use that. Project 44 will have access to Convi's global customer base, including 200 major brands, like Home Depot is their customer. Can you believe this? Okay, so you have Neiman Marcus, you have Ferguson Enterprise, right? Then we have Project 44's third acquisition this year. So they have acquired a lot of them. You know, one of them which was really hot was Ocean Insights, and Ocean Insights had data only related to ocean, and then they combined all of this data related to transportation. So now Project 44 is going to have all of those legs of the transportation as well as Clear Metal. I don't have visibility into what Clear Metal did, but for the most part, they are acquiring a lot just to consolidate the data layers and provide the complete solution, you know, at least from the transportation value chain perspective.
Sorry, Sam, I was just telling my wife I loved her.
Yeah, I heard that, and I don't know how to respond to that. I mean, Andy, I'm going to say I love you, Andy, you know, as well. I don't know. So, okay, moving right along, I guess, you know, Project 44 has been able to integrate new tech stacks in order to create much shorter turnaround time for customers, according to the company. And by the way, I mean, they are doing this for Google as well. Google chose Project 44 just because Google, Microsoft, they have very complex supply chain, even though they are a software company, tech company, but they are still going to have very complex supply chain, especially from data center perspective. Okay, so here we have some numbers that might be interesting to go over. So here they are saying this acquisition is going to allow them to connect over 880 global shippers and third-party logistics providers with a network of 113,000 carriers. Can you believe this? Okay, these many transportation companies, that's a big deal. I don't know how many transportation companies are there in the US or globally, but that's a very large number. 2.6 million assets, and I don't know how to read this. I don't know if these are going to be trucks or containers, but my understanding is going to be that this is probably containers plus, you know, the trucks plus fleets plus rail, everything that is going to have some sort of ELD device or RFID. That's how they are tracking this. More than 9 billion last mile shipment events. They are tracking 9 million. Not 9 billion, billion with a B.
With a B.
Yes. That's a big deal. Yeah.
So it's like serious.
Yeah. Crazy amount of data. And that's why they're so powerful, to be completely. So now this is a partnership. So here they signed a strategic partnership with Project 44, a world leading supply chain visibility platform for shippers and logistics service provider. That is the term that a lot of companies have been using. They are a global leader in transportation spend management. So the whole transportation spend management, the optimization of transportation spend management is a key topic. So now, Andy, what they are doing is they have all of this data. They can they have access to every single leg, I guess, in the transportation space. And now they are able to sort of overlay that data with freight management. So now you can analyze, okay, which route is going to be shorter, which is going to be less expensive. So they can do a lot more analytics from the spend management perspective as well. So this is sort of the costing perspective as well as the scheduling, the operational dispatch perspective. You know, both of them are equally common. They have used some of the terms. I think we have heard these terms before as well with some of the other solutions. So this is called freight audit and payment. And that's very common, especially in the 3PL space, because the invoices that these companies are going to send, there is an audit process, and typically that could be very involved in general. Companies need a ton of data to be able to resolve them, reconcile them. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of back and forth in general. So now they are able to help with that too. Through advanced technologies and premium solutions for global shippers and logistics service providers with complex transportation logistics ecosystem. Complex is the keyword here with respect to their ecosystem. So they are really, really big. Now, Project 44 and Trax partnership creates the leading transportation management solution that brings visibility to the supply chain's physical and financial logistics flow of data into one technology ecosystem for shippers and logistics service providers to drive and optimize cost to serve for logistics spend while maintaining the highest levels of on time in full. The OTIF service and performance is a term that I don't think we have seen anywhere else, on time, in full. And that's a measurement, the tracking that these LSEs have to go through. So, I mean, there's a huge compliance around that too, that companies are trying to, they need to maintain, and they need a ton of data. And that's where they are able to get from this. Now, when you look at the freight management, I guess, in the case of E2 Open, I guess they had freight management capabilities as well. They didn't have the transportation network, but they had freight management capabilities. They had a lot more data in general, not from transportation perspective, but the other data sets, and they are able to combine all of that. So that's a little comparison between. Now we have Project 44 announced a European expansion and a new offering aimed at providing more accurate delivery window, and the company is again making waves with the launch of Yard Solutions, a set of automated dock, yard, and asset management capabilities. Now, this is where, in my mind, I think they are getting into more of the execution sort of boundaries, because typically these capabilities are going to be inside your WMS for the most part.
Or your EAM system.
What is EAM?
Enterprise Asset Management?
EAM, do they contain yard management
capabilities? I don't think so, but they're going to have the asset management capability till the cows come home. I don't know if they would do the dock and yard.
Yeah. You are right. So here they are talking about asset management and assets, depending upon which asset are we talking about, I guess.
Right.
So in this particular case, I mean, this is definitely more from the transportation perspective. Yes, you are right that there are going to be solutions that are going to be designed. The EAM solution, you are right that they do the logistics asset management, and which would cover fleets as well. But in general, the way fleet maintenance, the preventive maintenance for fleets is going to be, it's a very different workflow. It's not the same as doing preventive maintenance for your manufacturing machines. It's very different skill set, very different workflow. So typically asset management solutions that are going to be geared more towards transportation industry, it's very different, Andy. Just because you have to go through that trucking module, you know, they have this whole what is that called? The box with your airline as well, you have that box that has all the intelligence. If the flight is going to come down, then you find that box.
Well,
it's not called black box. There is a term for that, I guess.
Okay.
So you have similar box in trucks and cars as well. It gathers a lot of data in general. Okay. And when people are doing troubleshooting, they can hook up to it and they can monitor all of these signals and figure out, okay, what the hell is happening. And the preventive maintenance workflows are actually connected with that. That's how you see your sensors, I guess, you know, when you look at your car.
I think the EAM product that Infor used to own that Hexagon purchased from them.
Yeah.
I think that one does that.
Does it connect to trucks as well?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. They did. You are right. I mean, they were targeting transportation. I remember that.
Yes.
They were definitely targeting transportation.
It's very high end, though. It's very expensive.
Yeah.
Probably a competitor to this product. In some ways.
No. So these guys are not trying to do asset management, to be completely honest. And I don't know why they have these capabilities. You know, this is supposed to be more of the analytics platform. So the right comparison for this product would be Nexus in the Infor portfolio. Nexus is the visibility platform. Nexus is not meant to be the execution platform, whether you are looking at from the supply chain lenses or ERP lenses. It doesn't matter. But Nexus is not meant to be execution platform. Even these guys are not meant to be execution platform. And this is where I guess they are crossing a line a little bit, because these are execution capabilities. So now, you know, based on this, but I mean, they are probably going to do far better job in that, because they are able to do slot picking. They are able to do yard visibility, yard management. So they are definitely getting into execution, scenarios a little bit. But I don't know if that's what they are trying to do. Then they have Yard Solutions streamlines operations through Spotter and live driver management, allowing for the easy orchestration of tasks and a greater ability to promote collaboration among dock workers and drivers, using it to automate processes like trailer loading and unloading. And that's a very operational workflow as well. But since these guys are part of that workflow, they are anyways going to be involved in that workflow. That's why they are trying to launch these capabilities. But again, this is more in the execution realm. Adding slot booking, yard visibility, and yard management capabilities to our market leading supply chain visibility platform, and they are branding them as visibility platform or customers with even greater end-to-end real-time tracking of their goods. I mean, this is not really tracking. You are doing a little bit of execution there as well, but hopefully they are simply providing the insights as opposed to managing the workflow itself. VR solution can be integrated directly into Project 44's other visibility offering for the first, middle, and final miles to provide a comprehensive end-to-end view of a company's supply chain. Again, I think they are talking about view. I don't think they are talking about the execution itself. But again, the way this thing is reading, it almost seems like this is probably they are doing a little bit of execution. Now, this is another...
Sam, I'm sorry for changing the subject for a minute. Could you post me what the access to this webcast is? A friend of mine just said he wanted to attend. He doesn't know how to get on.
Yeah. Would you like LinkedIn or what would you like?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Give me a second here. Do you have a joke there, Andy, in the meantime? Are you looking for... 1 second. Do this. So Andy, I'm simply posting here in the private chat so you can...
Thank you, sir.
Send it, of course. So moving right along, unless you have any other comments here.
Great, thank you.
Of course. So here, I think we were on DCX. So DCX is the... this is another platform, and I think this is the partnership that they have done. So here they are saying DCX will offer, and by the way, DCX is going to use this data in their platform. So they are saying DCX will offer the functionality independently from the marketplaces for those verticals, which DCX does not currently cover through the DCX Freight application. So here, DCX had a platform. They needed a data feed. So Project 44 is going to be clubbed with a lot of different data feeds. If anybody is involved in supply chain, whether it is going to be more from the supply chain perspective or sustainability perspective, you are going to see a lot of their data. So here they are saying we are looking forward to creating internal transparency in agri commodities. In agri commodities, that's a big deal to have that transparency. So that's where these guys are able to help. So as a group, we feel distributed ledger technology can pave the way for resolving the food security concerns currently facing the world. And this is a real problem. So they have some sort of blockchain solution, I guess. And that's how they are doing that distributed ledger technology. But they need this data to be able to enable that. And that's why they are partnering with Project 44. DCX allows smaller and larger clients alike to integrate our solution with their smart contract, allowing for a fully integrated dynamic trading digital ecosystem. There's not much meaning there, I guess. So I'll move on to the next slide. So these are different integrations, Andy, and they are integrating with roughly what, 57 plus TMS and ERP certified partners. So here you are probably going to notice pretty much everybody that we have reviewed so far, to be completely honest. So we have Manhattan, which is primarily execution platform. Then you have BlueJay, your E2 Open bot. So now they have that. So now it is going to be part of E2 Open. Obviously, E2 Open is trying to utilize these guys as well. Then you have 3G TMS that we have not reviewed so far that we are going to be reviewing, but they are a TMS platform as well. So they are using these guys. MercuryGate is the execution TMS platform that we have already reviewed. So they are using that. Alpiga, we have not reviewed. We are going to review them. They are also execution platform. Alameca, I guess, they bought, what is that? The Process Weaver, and I don't know, Andy, if you're familiar with that solution.
I'm not familiar with it.
They used to be really popular in the SAP space.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was the mid-market parcel solution, and these guys bought it. So now they are focusing primarily on the chemical industry, chemical food, value chain, and that is also slightly more TMS-centric solution, and they are trying to partner with this as well. Rose Rocket is the solution from our home city, Toronto, and I think they are TMS too, and that's a very strong cloud native TMS too. Then we have Shipwell. We are going to review them. TMW Suite, very common in the transportation industry, very mid-market solution. They use this as well. And then you have Truckmate, which is, if I remember correctly, Truckmate is with Trimble. We have already reviewed them. So all of these TMS solutions are using their data.
Wow.
And they have data from everybody as well. So this is the architecture, which is very interesting overall. So the way everybody tries to, everybody designs sort of their architecture, it's going to be from their perspective, obviously. So this is, these are their building blocks. Their platform is called Movement, and they are bucketing their capabilities into three buckets. So you have visibility, you have insights, and you have workflows. And then these are different products that they have. So yes, I mean, visibility is what we have been telling so far, but they are even bucketing that into two spaces. So visibility is going to be slightly more transportation, supply chain, control tower functionality, I guess. You know, then you have the insights, and then workflows is primarily, it's really integration to be completely. I don't know how much workflow you have. I mean, that's going to be data cleansing, you know, data transfer, data mapping. That's what is workflow from their perspective, obviously. Then you have the platform capabilities, and these guys have network as well. Their network is not going to be as robust as E2Open, but E2Open is using their network to be robust. So it's all over the place, I guess, the relationships. But these guys are going to be one of the strongest in that transportation value chain. So here, they are getting data pretty much for everybody. They are getting data from your ERPs, from TMS, from ELDs, everybody in the market. That's how they are able to get this much visibility. So their claim is world's most robust multimodal network, which is probably true as well. I mean, they're really strong in the transportation space. That's why everybody wants their data, but they are not most robust in the visibility platform or in the supply chain capabilities. That's where E2Open is going to be. So they are just half the equation only from the transportation value chain perspective. So you might want to note that. This is going to be end-to-end across every mode, including ocean, air, and rail, truckload, LTL, volume LTL. Then you have groupage and parcel. So all of those transportation modes are going to be with these guys. This platform helps shippers, carriers, logistics professionals, for the most part, transportation value chain. Our purpose-built user interface or API, it delivers the visibility insights, boilerplate, I guess. So we'll move to the next slide. Here, this is another view of their architecture. So
what does OMS stand for? Offering managed services?
No, so this is order management system. So
order management system. Oh, I see. Okay.
So order management system is going to be a branch of some of the supply chain suites. So for example, if you look at Manhattan Blue Yonder, you know, they have they are going to have three pieces. They are going to have TMS, WMS, OMS. These three combined are really your supply chain suite plus your SNOP plus some more, depending upon where everybody's sort of positioned. So sometimes OMS is going to be standalone. Sometimes that is going to be part of the suite. So you have ERP, TMS, WMS, OMS, CRM. And CRM is feeding data here as well, because they need CRM data to be able to track the supply chain. Sometimes even CRMs are keeping last mile data, you know, because they are doing the actual sending of document, actual sending of, you know, shipment number, tracking number. So even CRMs may have a lot of operational data these days, depending upon how the architecture is. And then
what
obviously,
does RCA stand for? Is that returns?
RCA for
not sure.
Yeah. I think this is a very Project 44 specific term. Yeah. I don't recall what that means. So we probably will get back to people, I guess, you know, in the next show. Right. So here we have carrier, TMS, ELD, you know, telematics, IoT, all of this is providing the data, and they are doing a little bit of managed services as well, which is very common across the supply chain providers. It's always going to be in the numbers. I think numbers is where the play is overall from the supply chain perspective, but you need to really make sure you can read between the lines with these numbers, because they are going to be tricky to read in general. Everybody sounds very similar in general, but they are very, very, very different. So here they have data for what, 170 plus countries. They have 1,000 plus global telematics and ELD provider. This is the power. I mean, this is where the data came. This data did not exist before. So now overall, you have a lot more visibility in supply chain. The supply chain is, you know, platforms are far more powerful in general. This is what is driving all of this, to be complete. Then you have 80 plus TMS, ERP integrations or partnerships, which is insane. Then they also have a concept called money back guarantee. And one of the challenges, I guess we spoke last time as well, Andy, in this space is going to be that even if you get this platform and if your partners or the vendors don't agree to be part of the network, then you are not going to get complete traceability in general. Okay, so this is where these guys are saying, you know what, I'll give you money back guarantee. I don't know how that works, but that's a big deal.
Many caveats are with that?
Exactly. But I mean, if they are able to do that, to be completely honest, because especially in the trucking industry, Andy, people don't agree very easily. So if they are able to bring all of them on in general, dealing with drivers, good luck with that. It's very hard. It's very, very, very hard. They don't trust when you are going to be installing ELD device in their truck. They don't like it. They don't want to be tracked. They'll do everything in their power to turn that off. And then you are not going to get data.
Well, just stating that they're going to be live in 30 days is impressive.
Yeah, I mean, based on the platform's capability, to be completely honest, I mean, that seems possible. The case studies have evidence for that. But overall, I guess the major friction that these companies are going to get is going to be with their driver and vendor compliance. That's where the real problems are in general. But somehow, these guys have made the whole process really easy. And that's why I think they are able to get that compliance and they are able to honor the money back guarantee as well. It's all user experience. So here we have the carrier benchmarking, how carriers are performing by lean. Can you believe this? Okay, customer and location to optimize delivery performance and reduce dwell. And dwell is the term which is very used in the transportation industry. Then you have the lean analysis. They are saying evaluate lean performance to better inform carrier assignment and overall supply chain. No. So this is not overall supply chain planning. This is your transportation planning. So I think they overstated a little bit. Then you have the reports about in-transit shipments, carriers and more. Then you have barge tracking, which could have its own challenges. You know, they are talking about accurate water depth data for inland waterways, improving reliability of barge legs of multimodal shipment. That's a huge problem even today. Okay, that's a huge problem, and that throws off everybody. So they are able to provide a lot more visibility, control, exception handling. This is a big deal. Especially in the enterprise space. Then they have the multimodal ETAs connected to orders with line item and SKU level granularity. Again, that's a big deal. I mean, you can lose contract as a transportation company if you are not able to meet the ETA or if you are not able to deliver on time, even if it is going to be out of your control, it's very likely that you will lose your contract because, you know, the manufacturer or shipper may have to shut down their production line because of you. So they require complete control. And one of the ways that you might be able to get that is going to be to utilize something like this. That's the power of this platform to become, and that's why they are this hard. Then you have Roro tracking, you know, and you know, Roro has unique challenges as well. There you are not even going to get the container. Typically containers are going to have these devices. So here they are tracking non-containerized freight with Project 44. Again, that's a big deal.
What does Roro mean?
I think that's a boat. Yeah,
row your boat, yeah, drilling down the stream.
I think so. I think that's I'm kidding.
That's a song.
That's a song. I know, but I mean, in this context, Roro is. I know what you are talking about, but in this context, supply chain Roro is more of a boat. in the easiest terms, I guess.
Okay. Anyway, non-containerized freight. That's interesting.
Yeah. Then the whole movement related to sustainability is a big deal. Okay, you have a lot of compliance reporting. You know, when you get into these cross-border transactions, the sustainability becomes even trickier, especially if you are going to be doing business in Europe. Good luck with that. They will require a lot of reporting in general. So here they are talking about minimize carbon emissions by optimizing routing. Based on Project 44's GLEC accredited calculation of emissions at the shipment level. You know, that is the kind of sustainability that we are talking about. Then you have the sailing schedules. So we have schedules are often unreliable and reconciling them is difficult, which is true as well. We keep track of roughly 5 million plus schedules each day and reconcile them. Yes. So you can optimize your routes and carrier selections. Can you believe, you know, what is driving that data?
Any idea what this product sells for? How much the pricing?
So Surprisingly enough, if you look at their reviews, it's used by companies that are going to have 50 people in their organization, so which is shocking. Because if you look at the other product, I think FourKites is slightly more enterprise solution, so I don't think they cost a lot. That's crazy. It's not very expensive.
For small and mid-sized shippers and 3PLs.
Yes. Wow. So, yeah, we have reviews from really, really small companies.
Really?
So, yeah, wow. Really, really small companies, yeah. So they are really easy, and I don't think they are very expensive.
Wow. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. It is amazing. But they have volume to hit on. That's why they are able to do this. They have a lot of volume. So Ocean Visibility Flex 4, it's for small and mid-size. But Andy, I think primarily they are present in SAP ecosystem. They're one of the like the most highlighted partner in the SAP ecosystem right now. So their average client is still going to be very enterprise, but there are some mid-market customers. For small and mid-sized shippers and 3PLs who typically ship less than 2,500 containers per year have more constrained budgets and value easy and convenient tracking with a flexible payment plan and no commitment. So seems like it's easy, but I don't know how affordable that is going to be. But it seems like it is really for this sort of the mid-market solution where they are doing less than 2,500 containers per year. And I don't know how to read that, to be honest. I mean, I don't know what capacity you have seen in your experience, Andy. Generally, let's say if you look at
2,500 containers sounds like a lot, but you know that if that's where it starts, goes up from there.
No, that's the upper limit, right? So I think they are saying ship less than.
Oh, less than. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the upper limit. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. So that I don't know if that is a lot, to be completely honest. I don't know what.
I don't know. It depends how big the product is, right? Because you can have a lot of stuff in a container.
You are right. So in one container, do you think that's going to be 5 FTL or how many? I don't know how to translate that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so risk of incurring demurrage fee, and that's a huge topic in general. Then you have the carriers based on performance or managed lanes, and view carrier specific reliability reports. Okay, so now here is some commentary related to why to trust them, and they are saying over 1,000 of the world's most successful companies have chosen Project 44. Given we have the largest transportation network, that is right. They really do have largest transportation network. Yeah, so I think this is coming from case study, one of the case studies. So here, their comment is simply sign up for an account, enter your shipment details, start tracking your shipments in minutes. So they have slightly more freemium offering where people can try what they can do. So this could be, I mean, we can throw in a free 3-week trial. So they have free trial as well, Andy, okay? You know, for up to 50 containers to get you started. Can you believe this? And I don't know. I mean, maybe some small companies, they might not be even shipping 50 containers. So they are probably going to get it for free.
That's probably a 3-week trial, though, not forever.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You're right.
But, you know, I'll tell you what this tells me is that this company probably doesn't even have salespeople. They probably sells itself.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's why they have so powerful network, because they are trying to get everybody, I guess.
And SAP is probably bringing them in like they're nothing, right?
Exactly.
A small piece of the big pie.
Yeah. I mean, their valuation is like a couple of $1 billion. They're one of the
hottest company.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. They are funded by one of the hottest private equity right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so let's keep going. So here, a tracking number was generated for shipment post-purchase. Customers interacted directly with the carrier. This is Brooklinen, to receive delivery updates. Emails link took customers to the carrier's generic delivery status page, where they were advised to contact the carrier without any problems. So I think they are talking about all of that last mile issue. You know, then they are talking about the company relied on resource intensive processes to retrieve shipment data from its two nationwide carriers, then knit the information together by hand. That's how cumbersome that process was to provide the end-to-end visibility to be able to serve the customers where those parcels were. So they solved this using this solution. So here they are talking about the Brooklinen, which is a humongous company, I guess, turned to delivery experience management, DEM, and this is the acronym that I was talking about. This is for last mile, right? Leader Convey as a solution partner and implemented the Engage and Recover products. Convey's DEM platform integrated easily with their existing systems, quickly giving them better visibility into the last mile delivery customer experience. Last mile is where the real visibility is, at least from this acquisition perspective. That's pretty much it on that. So this is another case study that they have. And here they are talking about why it was selected. So they selected because it could provide in-transit visibility of shipments, document retrieval, okay, electronics bill of lading. Huge topic, Andy. Huge, huge topic. Just that electronics bill of lading, even in the mid-market space, I mean, you are going to find all of these guys, your Pace Jets of the world, Process Viewer of the world, they typically did that electronics bill of lading in talking to carriers. They had integration with 100 carriers, 200 carriers, 200 trading partners. But now we are talking about millions and millions of, companies as part of one system. So that's their power. So here they are talking about technology that enables one-to-many connections between shippers and carriers. And shippers in this particular case is going to be manufacturers who are shipping a lot, and the carriers are going to be the carriers who are delivering. That integration was very flaky in general, traditionally. So they chose Project 44 over its competitors because it had better less than truckload systems, and it was able to meet the need to give information on all shipments. That's where the key is. It's the coverage comprehensiveness of data. Our clients had to book their shipment in the TMS to have visibility. Okay, so traditionally you have to sort of log into some sort of TMS. That's how they are going to get the visibility. That whole friction is gone. So you have improved customer experience. Project 44 was able to provide visibility to all of our clients' inbound and outbound shipments, both of them, whether they were booked through our TMS or not. So it's the complete visibility platform.
And, it says at the top there, top-notch customer support. So, I mean, that's always, to me, it's always the most important thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. These guys are definitely known for that, and they have made it easy, it seems. I don't know if they are going to be as easy right now because they are private equity funded. Typically, when private equity companies are going to govern the company, they become, like nickel and dime, I guess.
Difficult.
Difficult, yeah.
We'll say difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The use of EBOLs replaces the need for paper documents, eliminating the manual work of document retrieval and reducing the possibility of human error. The EBOL standardizes information and get it into a common format. That common format is a big deal. Some systems could do it, but I mean, that always has been a challenge. Getting billing into the system early allows for better network planning, and they are able to do that as well. This is another case study. In this, the largest e-commerce retailer struggled to gain accurate insight into the critical full-time CPT. Andy, so this is another KPI. I don't think we have seen anywhere else. It's called critical full-time at fulfillment centers and critical entry time at sort centers. So all of these are going to be very supply chain centered terms. We have not seen anybody using those, but that is going to be very prevalent when you talk about WMS centric conversation. So they are talking about this, these KPIs, that they were tracking that, and they could help with these KPIs. Without the ability to pinpoint the cause of issues, whether it was a delayed carrier or inefficiencies at the fulfillment or sort center, the retailer could not take action. So now they are able to take action because of that visibility if there are going to be any sort of exceptions. They were reliant on manual and incomplete logs as well as self-reported carrier data, with these delays impacting delivery estimate accuracy. And DEA is the term now in the industry. What these guys are able to do with DEA is phenomenal. That's a jackpot for transportation companies in general. That's been their biggest challenge. They needed advanced visibility into their middle mile lanes. So first and last, typically you can still manage, but middle could be even more difficult. So they could get visibility in that through this platform. And then determine defect root causes for middle mile freight, which allows lanes by improving origin, carrier and destination performance. And I don't think I have anything else that I want to hit on here. So I'll go to the next one. And this is coming from Magna. And I'm pretty sure, Andy, you are familiar with Magna. They are one of the biggest. Here, they wanted to implement JIT manufacturing was in jeopardy as the demands of manually coordinating shipments precisely across numerous points of origin in Europe were unsustainable. And if one shipment arrived out of sequence, can you believe this? Customers like BMW and Daimler could face costly manufacturing delays, including shutting down production lines. So that is the impact. So for some of the distributors, 3PL supply chain companies, it's a huge deal. They could lose their contract with these scheduling issues. So as a foundation for transportation value chain analytics, that's why they chose Movement by Project 44. In less than 4 weeks, Magna was collecting, normalizing, and enriching data from hundreds of telematics devices and feeding that enriched data into their critical systems. The Magna team now optimizes routes and proactively plans for predicted future issues to achieve the OTIF. These guys wanted to achieve OTIF as well, and that's a compliance. And that is typically mandated by your shippers, manufacturers. So within precise appointment windows, and that's a big deal. I mean, getting there itself is commendable. And this level of insight while remaining in full GDPR compliant, especially in Europe, that's going to be a big deal, especially if you're sharing data at this level. Now, look at the beautiful UI, Andy. This is how the platform is going to be. So obviously, it's going to be, cloud native. But again, this is dashboard, which is always prettier than your execution system in general. So this is your Power BI on a steroid, with a lot more intelligence and insight. That's the real value. But obviously, with data, you can make far more informed decision. So that's where their play is. But for the most part, this is really your transportation value chain data, transportation visibility data. So we have this review, and it's slightly smaller, I guess. So this is coming from 51 to 200 employees. This is the transportation company that has reviewed. It's coming from 2023, I guess. Then they are talking about GPS tracking provides accurate information where the drivers are. So that is the value. ELD connection, it can connect to any truck's computer. Okay, that's a big deal. Like literally you can connect with every single computer and you have traceability into that. Then you have road information, it can provide with information about the road conditions. So you are not only getting just the trucks, you are also getting the road alerts too. And they are trying to overlay all of the data to create those exceptions. Then they didn't like the consistency. We have been struggling with the application. User-friendly application needs an improvement for elderly people. I don't know where they are heading with that comment, to be completely honest. Then they have a little complaint about light-dark mode as well, which I'll skip. I don't know if it is that meaningful. Then you have to keep your float and drivers tracked all the time. The estimated times for arrivals to shipping delivery locations and any other place than Project 44 can give all of these and even more in just one single application. So one assumption here is that if you are not tracking your drivers all the time, then you are not going to get complete picture. Then it's going to be slightly skewed. It's not going to be as meaningful. So that's a trick here. The solutions that they had compared is Four Kites is one of them. And then they have a lot more of that. Then this review is coming from Gartner, I guess. This is also a transportation company, and ND, 50 million to 250 million. So it's not big. It's a very small company in general. Okay. 2023, this is a negative comment, I guess. So here they are saying, Ocean Insights, now the maritime part of P44, their self-reported service feel plummeted to a worrying 70% in autumn 2022. However, our matrix indicated an even more concerning figure. So they are talking about the acquisition did not go as well, and now the quality of data is not as good, which is not making sense to me, to be completely honest. The reason for that is because my assumption would be that you would have better quality of data just because you are going to have a lot more data. So I don't know where the wires are crossed, but something is not connecting there. So Andy, we have 3 minutes right now. Do you want to do some more reviews or do you have comments? No? No comments, I guess. So I'll do a couple of more. So 2023, they are talking about rough beginning. So it is very easy to set up new carriers. So that is coming from user. So must be really easy. The app is simple and non-intrusive for the drivers. We had some issues with Mexico in the beginning, but the support team worked to resolve them. So support, they definitely have good things to say about their support. Have more fuzzy data accepted and translated. So fuzzy data, it's not able to translate. you know, there are going to be some real serious correlation issues in the way this data is. And each ELD provider is going to transmit in their format, and correlating that is always a challenging part. And that's where I guess E2Open is going to do a much better job, because they have far superior AI, ML algorithms. So here, this is kind of a raw data. So that's where the real difference is in general in these two offerings. It's very hard to remember the format each carrier uses for their truck numbers in their ELD, and it does not match exactly. It will not locate. So that's a challenge. Makes more sense to match from broker to carrier by MC number rather than SCAC code. So it gets very deep in terms of, you know, these codes. They are going to be very different in the transportation logistics space. SCAC code are ambiguous and not required to transport. So a lot of times they get made up as a place filler. We then have to go back and change them, because P44 has a different SCAC. Yeah, if the SCAC is not found, it shows as unknown carrier. So yeah, so it's going to be skewed analytics data. That's where I guess, you know, and this is coming from 2023. So they don't have as deep AI ML capabilities. Either they are going to build it, or you are going to find that in Blue Yonder, you know, E2Open. So that's the real difference between these two platforms, I guess. All right, guys. So if you joined for the first time, this was part of our industry series, for which we meet every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you guys are going to be here. We are going to come back with another vendor or the solution. On that note, thanks everybody for tuning in tonight.
I cannot thank our guests enough for coming on the show, for sharing their knowledge and journey. I always pick up learnings from our guests, and hopefully you learned something new today. If you want to learn more about Dave Chrysler, head over to thechrysler.club, chrysler.club. If you want to learn more about ND Pratico, head over to essoft.com, essoft.com. Links and more information will also be available in the show notes. Also, don't forget to subscribe and spread the word among folks with similar backgrounds. If you have any questions or comments about the show, please review and rate us on your favorite podcasting platform, or DM me on any social channels. I'll try my best to respond personally and make sure you get help. Thank you, and I hope to catch you on the next episode of the WBS Podcast.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the WBS Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. For more information on growth strategies for SMBs using ERP and digital transformation, check out our community at wbs.rocks. We'll see you next time.